Now to close up, earlier this week, the New South Wales government proposed legislation to impose harsher penalties on those who participate in protests at coal seam gas sites. I spoke with Coonamble farmer Neil Kennedy, who's concerned this will only make the situation worse.
Take me through, I guess, what your reaction is to these changes in the laws for peaceful protests.
It seems ridiculous that they can possibly do this. What really concerns me is the national part, is the people that we've elected to represent this area and the land and the environment and the water and everything are the people who are pushing for this legislation. And it seems almost impossible to believe that the party we put into power will support such a legislation against the very people that put them into power. That is hugely concerning.
Are you worried that in placing higher fines for people who protest, do you reckon that will only worsen the conflict?
Well, I think it'll worsen it as far as feeling towards the political parties. I'm sure that'll happen, and it'll probably cause friction between the people and the police, which shouldn't happen. They're totally innocent. But, yes, I think it will stop people actually locking on and doing things. I think not too many people can afford to pay that incredible $5,000, whatever they propose. But it's so unjust. We've tried to approach all the politicians and every known avenue to show where coal seam gas mining is going to destroy our livelihood. It will destroy our water, our underground water, the Great Artesian Basin, contaminate the rivers. It will have huge impact on us, and we won't be able to live out here in years to come, and it will only get worse. It won't be a minor thing for a few years and then go away. The thousands of kilometres of infrastructure, of pipes, and a lot of places they don't even pipe it below ground, will all rust away and corrode, and it'll be left with all our water will be contaminated and depleted. It's something that we've gone through every correct channel to show that this is going to happen, and we're just shown the door by the National Party. They just can't wait to get rid of us and deny everything we show them. And they say, well, leave your stuff and we've got to go to another meeting. We'll get back to you on that. We've never heard a reply from any of these people. We have no alternative but to demonstrate, to lock on, to do all these things to save. If my grandchildren are ever going to go on the land, we have to take this action to make sure they don't destroy everything in front of them.
What do you think protesters will do if they can't protest on someone's land?
I suppose what will eventually happen, but it'll be too late, they'll do it at the ballot box. We still have the right to vote. They're trying to squash every other right we have, but we still do at this stage have a right to vote. However, there's no one else to vote for except the two major parties, and they're equally as bad, I'm sure. I don't know what they'll do, but I think we'll come up with something. I think we have to come up with something. We'll sell out and go somewhere if someone will buy our country.
And that's the state of the country. Follow us on Twitter at Nat Rural News. I'm Stuart Perry. Good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.